Over the course of her 100 years, Stella Fortuna would survive 8 near-death experiences, or 7, depending on how you count them. She would be bludgeoned and concussed. She would asphyxiate. She would hemorrhage, and she would be lobotomized. She would be partially submerged in boiling oil, be split from belly to bowel on 2 unrelated occasions, and on a different day have her life saved only by a typo. Once, she would almost accidentally commit suicide. I'm Betty Martin with Martin's Must Reads, and that's part of the preface of Juliet Graham's novel, The 7 or 8 Deaths of Stella Fortuna. Stella spends the first 16 years of her life in a rugged Italian village until her abusive father, Antonio, emigrates the family to America on the cusp of World War II. The family of 6 settle in Hartford, Connecticut, and work a variety of menial jobs. The book is divided into 4 sections: childhood, youth, maturity, and old age. And the chapters within each section are divided by Stella's near-death experiences: burns, evisceration, bludgeoning, drowning, rape, exsanguination, choking, and cerebral hemorrhage. As the story begins, Stella has just had her last brush with death, where part of her brain was removed, and she has now decided that her beloved sister, Tina, was the cause of all her near-deaths and refuses to speak to her. The narrator of the story is one of Stella's grandchildren, who through the storytelling tries to explain why Stella won't speak to her sister, from whom she wouldn't be parted as they were growing up. If you appreciate a well-told story of family dynamics, then you must read The 7 or 8 Deaths of Stella Fortuna by Juliet Grahams. I'm Betty Martin. For more of my must-reads, visit krcu.org.